B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
Are you going to be facing me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going.
Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off. We do it every day at this time. 610-771-9705 is the Sound Off line number. We get some creative messages left to us. Let's see what we have today.
34, 12, 12, and 5. Ben is like that girlfriend where you have that one amazing, incredible evening. And you're like thinking about it every day. And then a month and a half goes by and you're like, whoa. I know you're capable. Why aren't you doing it again? Like, what's going on?
It's the worst analogy I've ever heard. A girlfriend turns it on and then goes away? Well, I've never heard of that.
No, I don't know what
girlfriend's
talking
a girlfriend.
About.
Is she good or not?
Yeah, maybe he's talking about maybe she's not a great cook and she gets lucky once.
No, you don't get lucky as a cook.
You can get lucky
no,
as a cook.
That's a stupid analogy. Come on.
Hey, Mike, I just was watching the Sixers game. In the fourth quarter, I see Brett Brown shout to Ben Simmons, pass to Neto. Number one, why? And number two, he passed it. So he'll listen to pass, but he won't listen to shoot?
Yeah, that was the one Neto hit the open three. They seem to have a good pick and roll chemistry about him. I wouldn't play Neto ever, but what are you going to do?
Holy hand grenade, Mike. Ben Simmons, 34 points, 12 rebounds, 5 steals, 12 assists. Unbelievable. Mike, know what I'm excited about? He went to the line 7 times and made 10 out of 14. Hopefully this is a wake-up call to realize that he could, if he put his mind to it, dominate every game.
Well, it's been the theme of today's show. Yeah, it's interesting. The free throw part of it is they have all these coaches. I mean, they have about 27 coaches. They have to sell out the first row for all the coaches they have, right? You think when they're working on free throws, Ben, just a little higher on the arc. Just get a little arc.
Before the game, he has arc.
Does he?
Yes.
So in the game, he lets go of the arc?
I think it starts with his legs. Everything starts. You know, it's all a chain.
Yeah, get a little bend, and then you got a better arc. When you get a little bend, you get a little arc.
But before the game, if you watch him, you'll see him make 20, 30 in a row.
Take it from somebody who won the Sacred Heart Foul Shooting Contest, father-son foul shooting, father-daughter foul shooting contest. Just a little...
Hi, it's time to end the fixation on why Ben Simmons doesn't shoot from the outside. Fixate instead on somebody and the other players who aren't scoring enough points. Give it a rest already.
Well, so they're incapable of scoring enough points. So Ben is capable. That's why we focus on him. And we're never going to let it rest when we have a player who has a talent level that could rival Giannis. The other guys don't.
If you're an Eagles fan and you're rooting for Andy Reid, shame on you. Because he did nothing for the Eagles for 14 years, and now you're rooting for him to go win somewhere else? What kind of a fan are you? I'll tell you what you are. You're a fraud. I hope Andy gets his ass kicked.
Well, you are the most miserable man on earth. Listen, he built a program, and he built it fairly quickly when he got here. And they were a viable franchise under Andy Reid. They just didn't get it done. And you have a complaint about that. That's fine. But come on, man. You can't hate the dude.
This is why Mike Missinelli is the king. He said Kirk Miles would never score 25 in an NBA game. And he didn't. You're the best, Mikey. Thanks.
No, there's no way he scores ever 25 points in a game. But a lot of people are liking the way he's playing. I don't mean, he's made some shots. I'm seeing the same thing. I just don't trust the dude as your guy off the bench to make shots when the playoffs come around. I just don't see it. I don't think he's got that kind of gumption.
When I play with the Ben.
maybe if he plays with the Ben, it could happen. But I'm not feeling it.
I think a lot of the Furkan Korkmaz love stems from the fact that we hope that he's something good. Championship teams always get contributions from these unsung guys, these end-of-the-bench guys who don't have the huge contracts. And if we're going to make a deep run, I think we need Furkan to make these clutch shots, see what a difference it makes. Do I have faith he's going to do it? That's a different story, but we need him to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need better than that. That's my whole thing, because if you're, like, you don't know and you're hoping, then what do you really have? I want a guy that's reliable. I don't know that playoff time he's going to make the same shot. But defensive attention is completely different in the playoffs. Man, they're just not going to let him shoot.
Best game that I've ever seen Ben Simmons play in a Sixers uniform from start to finish. Now, brought the ball up, sure. And Brett Brown acknowledged that in his post-game interview, saying, played a lot of 5-4, which is great. Exactly what they need to do when they don't have an Embiid.
Yeah, I got it. But Embiid's going to come back. So we got to, like, we have to evaluate this team with Embiid on being on the floor. So whatever they do now is nice, but it's still revolves around Embiid when, in a lineup and whether they can play that way.
Hey, guys, remember when the Eagles won the Super Bowl and Andy Reid came out with a statement saying how happy he was for the city of Philadelphia, the fans, the organization, and then in his first press conference the next year, he pretty much did the same thing? Yeah, neither do I. I don't remember it either. Go Niners.
Wow, a lot of people mad at Andy. I'm not mad at him. He's just out of sight, out of mind. I don't really care if he wins or, you know, I don't have any feeling that he needs to win, and I'm going to be glad for him to win so he can get to the Hall of Fame. I have no feeling at all. I'm rather limp
on
the prospect of Andy Reid.
Just for fact's sake, he did congratulate Doug and the Eagles when they won.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
On the radio side, stay tuned. Flyers Weekly Show with our old pal Jason Rotatis on the Flyers Show. And then Flyers Penguins on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philly. It'll be Quick Slants times 2. And then the hour-long Philly feud with the callers versus the host. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.